The top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go.
Three. Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
So we're playing this because this is kind of a big story. I've been watching this story, the 9/11 Responders Compensation Fund, which is now out of money because I figured in 20 years, who's going to need it? They'll be fine. But the various diseases and conditions. I have a friend who is was a volunteer firefighter here from Chicago, went with all the firefighters from Chicago and literally spent weeks sleeping on sleeping bags in the rubble there. Just in between, you know, maybe getting 2-3 hours of sleep a night while they were trying to dig people out. They didn't know if there were people. And they did find a few people. There were some survivors that they found that were below. But that was, you know, that very, then they would find some bodies. But it was just, it was grueling, incredibly intense work that was dedicated solely to preserving the dignity of those 3,000 plus people who died. And the compensation fund is going to run out. You've seen a lot of action on Capitol Hill. John Stewart's been very involved in this because of his passion for it. I applaud him for that. Anybody who, obviously the people of New York, but any American who saw that, was touched by the work there, or has, you know, gone to see the September 11th at any time, the memorial that's there now or any time after September 11th, 2001, to go see that rebuild that they've done there, you can't help but be touched by it. So now these doofuses in Washington have finally gotten themselves to a position where maybe they can get this thing done. Here's Senate President Mitch McConnell. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, no. This is John Feel, who is one of those first responders. Says there's
most people in America have something that they believe in. They have a cause. And everybody should have a cause that they believe in. But a lot of them don't want to go to their state capital or the nation's capital because they don't think they're going to get anywhere. Well, I have a mindset different of others because they work for us. The chairs that they put their asses in, the pens that they use, the pads that they write on, we pay for that shit. That's us. They work for us. Mitch McConnell works for us. He works for all of you guys. And today, Mitch McConnell promised to work for us, and I'm going to take him for his word.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
I appreciate his passion.
Yeah. And also those guys, those first responders, they can say whatever they want. Right. They should be allowed to swear on the radio after what they went through.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it was, it can't even imagine when you, you know, saw the aftermath of that. You cannot even imagine how they cleaned it up.
I mean, you're driving into hell.
Yes, it was hell.
You're heading to hell if you're a first responder.
Right. So I hope that they do the right thing here. Checking in at... Here we go. Don't anybody tell me.
Number four.
President Trump threatening Iran on Twitter today. I like how we're going to have World War III announced on Twitter. We no longer need... What do we need? It just, as long as you have a Twitter account, just keep watching Twitter.
Status update. Going to war.
Thermonuclear meltdown.
It's just unbelievable.
So the president today, again, I'm going to stress those words. The president today said that, well, let's, first of all, what the Iranians said about the president. They said that the White House is afflicted by mental retardation and they are permanently closing the doors to diplomacy. Then the president fired back, saying his statements were ignorant and insulting. Warning an attack by Iran on anything American will be met with great and overwhelming force. Later, the president said that when Iran is ready, they'll have to let us know. He was then asked by reporters what he meant by that, and...
What message did you want to send to him with your tweets?
Well, there is no message, you know. I'll tell you what the message is. When they're ready, they'll have to let us know. When they're ready, they'll let us know. Very simple.
Ready to negotiate, you mean?
Ready to do whatever. Doesn't make any difference. Whatever they want to do, I'm ready. Okay?
Okay.
Meet you in the parking lot at 3 o'clock.
Bike racks.
3:30.
Bike racks. All right. Then the president was asked this.
Do you have an exit strategy for Iran if war does break?
Don't ask that.
You're not going to need an exit strategy. I don't need exit strategies.
You kind of do. You kind of have before. Listen. He was talking all tough with them, then he pulled back, and then he wonders why he's now. And now the Iranians have upped the rhetoric. Right? I mean, where do we head with this? I happen to think that the president did the right thing by not bombing them. But, and I think I'm on an island. The president and I are on an island together. I'd like to introduce him to Madame Tojo, my toilet.
If you look at the conversations he had with Kim Jong-un, a year or so ago, he'll probably just be best friends with Iran in a year from now.
It's possible. You know, that's the funny thing. Did you see that today? Is this in here? No, it's not. That today that Kim Jong-un talked about the letter he received from Donald Trump and says one of the most beautiful things he's ever seen.
Was he holding a blank white piece of paper as well?
I don't think so. I think they just announced that the love affair is back on.
The bromance.
Oh, man. That's so weird.
It's so weird.
That is so...
It's a freak show.
As an American, you got to go, wait. He did what?
God, I would love to read that letter.
I love you. I love you, too. Hearts. Happy face emoji. Emoji with hearts for eyes.
Just a nice letter back and forth. He wrote me a beautiful letter on birthday. It was my birthday. As you know, last week, he wrote me a beautiful letter. I thought it was very nice. And just... two friendly letters. We get along very well.
No mention of another meeting?
Maybe there was, but we, at some point we'll do that. Getting along very well. He's not doing nuclear testing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's doing rocket testing. That's good enough. I like how he post-promotes his birthday, though. That was a good thing. Do you remember it was my birthday last week? In case you forgot, you want to send me a card.
Some are calling it the best birthday of all time.
A birthday unlike the world has ever seen before. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Cam, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour in the newsroom?
It's a half century after Stonewall, the police raid that sparked the new civil rights movement. Tonight's cover story on WGN-TV News at 9.
Top 5-5 continues.
Number three.
The governor was in the Austin neighborhood of Chicago today, which is appropriate, signing the marijuana legalization.
We can't turn the clock back. But we can turn the page. I'm so proud that our state is leading with equity and justice in its approach to cannabis legalization and its regulatory framework. And because of the people here, and because of the work of people all across our state, Illinois is moving forward with empathy and hope.
Nothing sexier than regulatory framework when you say that in the middle of a speech. All right, well, let's see how it goes. But then we got high. Checking in at
number two.
This is the 10th anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson. 10 years ago this afternoon. I'll never forget that moment.
That was a weird day. Didn't Farrah Fawcett also die the same day?
Within hours.
Yeah.
Same day or the day before, day after. It was crazy. And then Conrad Murray ended up going to jail because he wasn't the best doctor. I'm just going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. He left the room, puts him on the propofol, and then leaves the room. Don't worry, he'll be fine. Kim Sledge of Sister Sledge says that Michael Jackson was the best performer ever.
He was one of the best entertainers I've ever seen perform. I have to say, he really was. All of them. We loved all of their performances. When I saw him when he was singly performing, there was something about the energy that was just enchanting. It was fascinating. I've never seen energy like that. Mm-hmm. I can say the only other person I could think of that I saw that type of energy is when I was really, really little, watching maybe Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah. But all the things have come in the aftermath, too. You know, I mean, there was obviously the investigations and the trial and everything when he was alive and then afterwards. And now this other stuff that's getting to people coming out. It's just, I don't know. It was a very momentous life, but short and troubled. And finally.
Number
one.
Congratulations to Irene from Elmwood Park. She won 4 tickets to an upcoming White Sox game and qualified to win the suite for 20 on the 28th of July.
Woo. It's Irene in Elmwood Park. You win.
Yay! Thank you.
You're going to have to find 19 family members to go to a game.
Oh, I have plenty.
Oh, you do? Do you do a family reunion every year?
No. My husband just has a large family, and they love the White Sox.
The top five at five.